listening to Q Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, good evening. It's hour three. We are, it's our tucked away hour. We like tucking, and especially if you're going to do drag. It's Tuesday night. It's hour three, and Al Perkins, take it away.
Later that same day. Good luck.
Good luck is good all luck. We have to say for you.
No.
Well, hang on there. Now you're on. Sorry.
Something that
you've been cut off.
I'm sorry. We're not formatted.
You were interrupting the Al Perkins show.
I apologize. I should know better. You know, something that I came across earlier today, Clayton, that you might find interesting is...
Now you came across it? That's a good thing, right? When you're horny?
Did you shoot?
Are we still doing that?
Yes, we are. Yeah. We do the drinking word still.
The cast for RuPaul's All-Stars has been released. Which normally, these reality shows, when they have the all-star versions, I hate them.
Yeah,
it's usually awful.
Yeah, that's usually jumping the shark.
Okay.
I have to say, some of these are queens who I've enjoyed, most of them. A couple of them, maybe I've enjoyed hating. But this is a good lineup.
Same thing.
Can I hear it?
Sure. Right. The queens, there are 12 of them, going to be back for RuPaul's All-Stars, which I don't even know when it's going to start. You might know because I'm assuming you're going to be doing...
Well, no, I know. We'll be doing it on Monday nights at Apollo's, but I don't know when All-Stars...
It's not important. Here are the queens. One of my favorites, and I know she's not everyone's cup of tea because she's so weird, is Tammy Brown. She was from season one, and I just find her so kooky and crazy. And I'm not sure if she's a genius or a retard. But one of the other.
Marnie is clearly out of the building.
I like the fact that Marnie's not even in the studio.
Raven is coming back for All-Star. She was a runner-up.
You liked her, right? Wasn't Raven one of your favorites?
I like Raja.
Same thing.
Not at all.
Latrice LaRora. I like Latrice.
Latrice is coming back for All-Stars. So is Alexis Mateo, who I'm not a fan of.
Which apparently, according to what I was told by, God, who was it here in town? Alexis had an interest in me. And I tried, when he was in town, I tried to take him to dinner. Really?
Yeah.
You're not that much of a... I'm a bigger celebrity in Phoenix than you are in the world.
Exactly. Pandora Box, who I love.
She's coming to town.
No.
Oh, yeah, she is coming to town.
No, I thought you were like, I'm like, no, this is a Drag Race cast.
No, I understand, but she's coming to town.
That, yeah,
go ahead.
Nina Flowers, who a lot of people love. Also
I don't know
runner-up.
Of her.
Manila Luzon, who I love.
Right.
Mimi, I'm first.
You know what? It took me forever to understand that fucking name. And how much of a delay am I on? Mimi, I'm first.
Well, may I just interrupt you?
She sounds like she's up your alley.
Okay, yes, she is. She's never actually been up my alley. I'm so horny. But if I'm not mistaken, she's from Chicago. And my infamous trip to Chicago a few years ago, she was hosting a singing competition that I was the last, I literally entered the contest 4 minutes before it ended, sang one song and won, and she was just she was a delight. Like, I didn't know there was another room to the bar that we were in, but I kept hearing, like other music, like music from another room, if you will.
Is that a Broadway
it
reference?
Is.
I missed
very,
it, I'm sorry.
It's very obscure. Even I don't know
the girl in the other room? I didn't even know.
But, okay. And it was just so fun, but she was so charming, and then afterwards... We met and she was funny. If this is the same, she also could be Mimi. I'm first. I might have also met her at a bar called Bardot in New York, but I think she's from Chicago. But
I thought she was from New York. But
either way, she's a charmer.
Yeah.
Either she's I'm a star girl in the story, or I'm just an incidental player.
Also, Chanel from Las Vegas. I'm not really crazy about her. A lot of people love her. Chad Michaels coming back for the All Stars.
Okay.
Jujubee and Yara Sofia.
Oh wait.
So oh, yeah. Sounds like a pretty good cast from Puerto Rico.
Island of tropic diseases.
But I didn't care for her.
She wants to live in America. No,
don't we all?
Anyway, that sounds like a lot of fun.
By the way, my mom just texted me, and I love the fact. Oh, well, here. No, listen. This was interrupting our production meeting last night, otherwise known as day drinking. My mom sent me a text.
Which buddy's on board for?
My mom was actually asking me questions about Facebook. She was trying to find a friend of hers on somebody's page, yada, yada. Anyway, the point was, I apparently have to make some fake Facebook for my mom. But she just sent me a text. Buddy needs to write a book about his life.
Uh-huh.
You know what? A lot of people have said that. Yeah.
So shut up and write the goddamn book.
You need a pen?
Oh, it'll be a brochure, actually. Mm.
If I could get to the chat room right now, I could.
No, but like if Doug doesn't do anything with his computer from now on, can he do a print screen?
Doug, if you know how to do a control print screen.
He can't hear you. This isn't live.
Oh, you're right. I'll text him.
Yeah.
So we're talking.
Sorry. Well played.
Super sorry. Maybe I should call him.
Yeah, it's
we were talking about the
I can call him from.
No, yeah, so we'll leave Marnie alone for a minute. What do you want to go back to?
No,
what
we were talking about. He just brought up day drinking.
No, because we always go to you
which
first.
Which I'm on board for.
What was the question?
No, nothing. I'm just saying, like, what do you want to revisit?
There wasn't a question.
No, I'm like, okay.
Well, no, Clayton just brought up day drinking, which he astutely pointed out I'm all for this weekend.
In general, or just this weekend?
Well, in general, I am. I don't get enough opportunities to. Uh-huh. There's nothing like day drinking in the middle of the week.
Again,
weekend
it
day
leads
drinking
to
is
night
okay,
drinking.
But. If you can do it on like a Wednesday, that there's no shit.
I'm a Monday, Tuesday day drinker, so you just call
it's
me.
It's the best.
I was going to say, go ahead and call me too.
Well, I work Monday. See, that's the
I
thing
know.
About
and
my
I
shitty
work
job
Monday
now.
Through Sunday, previous so jobs, I choose I my
could,
days.
Previous jobs, I could do that, and
right,
it was awesome.
Right.
Well, I have a cough to share, so I can maybe help you with a sick day. I think I have valley fever.
Well, I was
going to
ask
I just
Clayton,
changed my yeah. vote.
No.
I was going to ask Clayton to tell us a little bit more about the Winx party.
I'd be happy to.
He was kind of rushed. And I wanted to find out some details because it always seems like I get there and everyone's shit-faced already.
That's because you get there late.
Well, I don't think I get there late.
No, no, if it starts at 1, get there at 9 a.m.
Here's how this works. Okay, let me explain this to you. And I'm going to lean back and get comfortable because I don't have to produce anything anymore.
May I adjust?
What? What this?
I can promise you.
Will people be horny?
That Nope. But like,
I think there will be some
But
horny.
This Saturday... I will not be drunk. So when you show up, no matter what time it is.
What causes this space oddity?
How is it?
That's not Broadway. That's just.
No,
that's
just
what delay are you going to be on? You're not drunk.
I am not drinking this Saturday.
Is she on a delay from London for 6 hours?
Maybe.
How is this possible Aaron, that you're
oh,
not
got,
going to
I got
to
an
drunk?
Important text message. Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. So anyway, but
you still haven't told us why you won't be
drunk. It doesn't matter why, because I just
of course
don't plan to drink.
Do you have a pap smear that day?
No.
Whenever you don't devolve something, I make it horrible.
Yes, you do, and I'm horny about it.
No. Jesus.
I'm simply not drinking. So
well, that's not fun.
All right, then. Well,
why did
okay,
you
so
choose
all, so
why
the only
did you
consolation
that
for him... If it may I just
please do.
You're good.
So
anyway.
You're, buddy exactly. I just try to add a little manners to talking over y'all.
Yeah, that's right. Weird.
So, shut up. So Buddy says that everybody's drunk by the time he gets there, so you're gonna be the bored sober person in the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be like, hi.
Who
buddy?
Downloads the show? Oh,
we don't know yet.
You have no idea how mean I want to be right now, but I'm not.
No,
going
you
to.
Can.
Don't
be mean.
It's they all. Who cares?
Not to you.
Go ahead. What
did, who has a favorite Winx story?
What would you like to say? Go ahead. No. I have no idea what you're saying.
You want me to shut your mics off?
I only heard a couple words,
ahead.
But
would
I.
Would you like me to shut
yeah,
your
turn
mic?
Turn my mic up.
Okay, buddy, it's just you and I.
She's well, gonna be.
She'll be there, by the way. She'll be there, by the way. Oh, my God. Your mics are back up, by the way.
No! It turns out how shitty I can be about another human being knows
by the way,
can
I, may I just?
Yeah, okay.
I'll smile differently.
Do we need
in every self-portrait.
Do we need... Do we need a dance? Do we need a dance break? I don't know what we need.
So
we
there
go.
You
favorite,
have.
Favorite Winx story, Marnie.
first out of the gate.
I don't even get a chance to breathe. Well,
you need to talk more. You say it every week.
I don't say it every week. I happened to say it last week, thanks Diane Luganville. And but God bless y'all.
She's my arch nemesis in this.
Who? My mom?
Encouraging Marnie to talk
more. That's the one. Text her. Or don't.
She
was Buddy would say
she
no.
She just
text
me.
All right. My arch nemesis, Diane Luganville.
Go. What?
Favorite Winx
story. Pass.
Well, there
buddy.
You go.
We are on the air. Time has
We're not on the air. We're
go ahead, buddy. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay, well, I
can take out delays in post. Remember
I do.
That.
Hey.
Pass.
You can leave it all in, warts and all. All right. Syphilis.
I love the past.
Syphilis and all.
I wanted the drinking word to be syphilis. And you know how hard I was like, no, we like that's gonna go so ugly real so fast.
Because I'm horny because of it.
You
know, I do like to tell people that the reason that I am that I am the reason that they put the
they closed the bar.
That they shut that shit down.
That they put the sign on the bathroom door, only one person in at a time.
Oh. I thought that was about the chubby kid.
It wasn't on there before I had an encounter in that restroom.
Well, I thought that was about the chubby kid.
No.
I thought it was about the cocaine.
Tempe Center. Al's
the winner.
It was, but I'm just saying, I kind of thought it was.
As much as I want to relive that bar, all I ever knew is it went from a piano bar to the place to buy cocaine.
Right.
Wow, we're really throwing it all out there.
Right. No, so. And
but unfortunately, I found that out years after I gave up cocaine. Sadly.
Now, the funny thing about one of the many wink stories that I have is, okay, I worked there, and Michael Wolf was everybody called him Grandma, but he hated Grandma.
He
was the older bartender.
Right.
And then there was everybody else. So, I was so naive and didn't realize this, that Winks was such a high drug trafficking bar.
Oh, huge.
I didn't realize that. I had no idea. Not only because it was the customers, half the staff, the owners, all that shit. And I'm not throwing anybody under the bus.
Right.
I am, well, except, well, and Donald.
I think they're still using
And Donald's dead, so, I mean, really.
No.
Still dead.
He died 2 years after the bar closed.
Wait, which been? Donald?
Donald, the owner Donald.
Oh, who gives Donnie. A shit about him?
No, not Donnie. His birthday was yesterday.
Donnie will be there.
His birthday was today or yesterday.
I was going to be hard because I was a stalker. And he was on my list of stalkers.
And Donald's partner Albert will be there Saturday.
Now, what does Albert look like?
Not dead.
Highlights, did a lot of coke.
That helps.
Coke, drank a lot. Yeah.
Oh, so he'll fit right in.
Took me to my first white party.
So he's thin?
Oh, Albert's fine. Amber's fine. Anyway, Albert called me today. Anyway, the story goes, so the funny thing was, I didn't realize anything about the drug use in the bar, and everybody kept asking me, hey, you know where I can get some? I'm like, well, you're here. You can get some anywhere. And they're like, no, where can I get some? I'm like, some what? I was so naive. I had no idea. And finally, somebody's like, well, where can I get some coke? I'm like, do I look like the keeper of that knowledge? I would be thin. If I knew where you were going to buy coke, I would. No, because you don't really. Rarely do you ever see a heavy coke.
We knew one, though. Yeah,
We knew one. But still, I'm like, no, I never knew it. I never participated, but I watched many, many, many a time.
Yeah. People become thin?
Oh, and one time at BS West, someone who I. Well, fucking Gary Weiner, everybody knows I hate him.
Still dead.
Still dead.
Gary Weiner still and some dead. Girl whore, oh some like literal girl whore, were trying to do some drug deal.
I still
deal,
think ATF is looking
I
for
I was
him.
Kicking all of them out, and Mike was like so mad at first when he was like, why are you kicking these people out? I'm like, because they're doing a goddamn drug deal right
at
in
my
front
bar.
Of me. Like, they're not even hiding
right,
it somewhere.
That's the thing is, if you're going to be out open, I got to kick you out.
Yeah, so Mike got on my side as soon as I explained to him what happened, and as they're getting like escorted out the door, I'm like, this isn't fucking Winks.
Talking about Weiner, my
I don't
favorite...
want to get off on that topic.
It'll get ugly. But I've been drinking.
No, a lot of youngsters got
favorite,
off on that topic.
Well,
ew! That's the break in and blow him guy.
Right.
Holla. My favorite.
That's the fifth worst thing I've said about a human.
Like, horny. Awful story. Holla.
No, I will not drink to Gary Weiner and horny.
Well, I just drank to horny.
Okay.
When I was a manager at Hamburger Mary's, and Gary Weiner was an owner.
Right.
And those bastards that owned the place left him in charge on like a, it was the dead night. Right.
Whatever
no
night
pun
it was.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
It was the dead night, but it was like a Tuesday night or a Monday night or something.
I'm not
shit.
Even going to feel bad when I listen to this back.
No, not at
Can
all.
Can you imagine?
I'm not going to feel bad. Dead night. Still. And there were little boys.
Don't get me started.
No, time out.
I believe the children are the future.
Still dead.
Yeah.
And there was all this, and Gary would like be coming in and going out, and I was like, does anyone want to call alcohol, tobacco, and firearms? Because I'm telling you right now. And he was. He was selling shit out of the back of his trunk.
Right. Like, and that was his mom's.
And I'm not talking about his trunk. No. I'm talking right, like, no. His trunk.
And if I'm not mistaken, that blue Rolls Royce was his mother's with a Chevy engine in it.
I
have no idea what that means.
The best thing, because I got to this town long before any of you all showed up. I don't know about you, because you got here as part of a crime spree.
Crime spree.
Al got here when Jam Brew was 20.
Yeah. She was young and fresh.
Was
she's
still
ever? Cuntish, but young and fresh.
Oh, she's still a cunt.
So we used to have these parties, and Renee was part of them, and hopefully he'll down the show later. And Doug, we used to, well, not so much Doug, but Renee and I used to show up at these parties. I think Doug was there in the periphery, but Renee and
Doug,
I showed.
Doug, were you there? Text me.
Yeah, no, he was. He still can't hear you.
Can't hear you. We're not live.
We're not live.
This is recorded.
I'm 6 minutes late again.
And we're 20 minutes into this hour.
So anyway,
damn it!
At the condo place that we used to party and have all these parties, this guy is, oh God, his name is Alan. He was like security. He was maybe either security for there, or he had something to do with the vending machines. I can't remember what he did. But he was always in the complex and always coming by the party, and he should have been breaking up these parties that we had at this guy Jim Hennessy's house. But,
Why do I know that name?
He left in 87. None of you know him.
But the name, I've heard that name in stories, apparently.
Right, yeah,
I've heard that name, too.
He left Arizona and never appeared again in, like, 87,
88. Okie dokie.
So, anyways, so the one day, and there's all these boys around, and I was 19, I wasn't even 20 yet, so I'm at these parties, and the one day, I looked at Gary Weiner, and I looked at this other guy, and I'm like, okay, you're both fucking predators.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever the term was in 88.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm the twink in the room. Like, why is no one, not that I wanted to be, but I just wanted to be included. Like, sure. I wanted the chance to rebuff the advances. And they're like, because you don't act underage. They're like, you're so nasty and foul. There is no way that you're underage. And I was called repulsive.
Oh! And how did you feel?
Oh, my God.
Well, okay, I'm still bitter in the year of our Lord 2012.
I have to say that.
So what was your favorite Wink story?
I was going to say I can't talk about Gary Weiner anymore.
No,
why?
Just because I get still my blood will boil.
Yeah, mine will too.
Is there still a restraining order?
No,
by the way, because he was a really neat human being.
Yeah, is there still a restraining order?
No, Darren Simmer will understand why I'm on that same bus.
Watching.
Yeah.
I mean, you've talked many times about our young kids and young gay kids and how we should, you know, bring them in and teach them well and blah, blah, blah.
Right. Let them lead the way.
And watching Gary Weiner corrupt.
And though I appreciate the youth of our community, I don't appreciate the youth like he did.
Right. No, I know. But that's what I'm saying.
No one should.
Right.
Unless
you're from Penn State.
Oh, my God.
He was vile.
Off mic. I need to tell you guys a story about my human pathophysiology class. Honest to God, it is a shocker.
I don't even know what that means.
And I think I will. I honest to God.
Can you change the names and protect the impotent?
I just don't think.
Did you say protect the impotent?
I just don't think I want it on a permanent record. So your favorite Wing story was just the fact that people would always come up and you were too naive to remember that there was coke there.
Well, no, that wasn't my favorite story. But I mean, that's just one of the many, many stories. Is the fact that I was there. I was the DJ. I always run into people like, oh my God, you're the Winx guy. I remember used to bartend. I'm like, no, I never bartended. The funny thing was that where the as tragic as it was, where the DJ
it was tragic.
Where the DJ booth was right was adjacent to the sinks.
Ice machine.
Well, no, the ice machine was by the back door, but the where the sinks were to wash glasses. So I would press play on a 6 minute.
Delay no, from Mars.
No, on a six minute song that somebody would perform to. So I would jump over, take my headphones out, I would wash glasses and help and back up the bartenders. So they always saw me behind the bar, but right.
You were the Kevin Dasso of Winx.
Right. So they assumed without the Costco, they assumed that I was bartending. I'm like, I was behind the bar, but I never bartended. I was the DJ.
Kevin Dasso, always behind the bar, never bartended.
Right.
In 15 years, I never got promoted.
God damn, that's funny.
So I have so many memories.
I have one while you're trying to think.
Yeah.
Because I think it was always a lot of fun when the place was packed, but I also have memories of some really great nights when there were like six people in the bar.
Right.
I think those were oftentimes, those were some of the better nights.
One night, It was the very end of a show. It was probably like 12:30. There were probably like five people still in the bar, not including the staff. There were, you know, okay, three or four of them sitting around. And Barbara Saville comes out in this nice green gown to do a ballad. And everyone's, you know, hardly paying attention. She's just closing out the show, getting, you know, her coin and going to get out of there.
Getting her $10 worth.
So she walks by the back door and sees that someone had parked a bicycle out there. So in this green gown, she
gets on the bike
and starts riding through the bar singing her song.
Oh, I love that.
I don't remember that
riding this bike around. I'm almost positive you were there. It might have been Danny. I don't know.
You might have been drunk.
Or that,
riding this bike around Winks, which isn't a big bar, singing her song.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I'm like, it's a shame that there aren't 75 people here to see this, but if there were, it couldn't have happened.
Right.
She couldn't
or that one of the six people didn't have it. Like, iPhones weren't invented, so someone could have filmed that. Right. Shouldn't be remembered.
Right. Right.
All right, so because I'm going to. First up, that's where I met Barbara Saville.
Of course.
Of course.
As a boy, though. And Darren and I walked into Winks, and we were chatting, and he's like, "This is Richard," and we're da la la la, and he goes, "And that's Barbara Saville as a boy," and I didn't know what Barbara Saville was. I'm like,
"All right, good
times, whatever the fuck that means."
Do they still sell Buicks?
All right, and we're drunk enough to admit I thought he was the cutest boy.
He was adorable.
So
are you kidding?
Cute.
Sorry, I was.
But he's never like
call him Brenda Deville.
He's never liked me.
Brenda Deville. So, anyways, but my favorite story was coming back from a road trip to the first time I went to Vegas, and I was going up to meet my parents because my parents wouldn't come to Arizona. They would go to Vegas and then like extend the invitation for me to come meet them.
His mom drank a lot, by the way.
Oh no, and the whole family drinks a lot. Okay. You can't point fingers at one. So they would go to Vegas, and so I brought this guy David Eilert that I was madly in love with, as was turns out everybody. We all ended up fighting over this guy. He was so hot.
I didn't fight with you.
But no. But it was 1986. So we go to Vegas. He meets my parents. You know, we have the funny conversation about my dad about fake IDs and is this someone that we should pay attention to? I'm like, I wish this was someone you should pay attention to. But, you know, I'm the funny guy that drives the Missy Elmobile.
Oh, right.
So on the way back, we've got the cassette player at the time. That was the technology of mixtapes. And we're singing the whole way back, and he's like, and he was a singer. He sounded like Stevie Wonder and Sting. He had the sexiest goddamn voice. And he was hotter than all fucking Get Out. So we're singing the whole way back. We're singing all these songs. And he's like, you know, there's a bar called Winks in Phoenix that we could go to, and they either have a piano player that'll play like an open mic night, or you can just put in a CD of the music if you have someone just playing the music, and they'll let you sing. And it was like a cabaret, but it was still open mic. Like, they hadn't decided what they were going to do yet. And so we went there in October of 86 during the state fair. And we just went and we just sang. It was the first time I'd ever sang in front of people. But it was the first time in like 2 years that I had sang in front of people with this hot guy, and I got up, and people were polite because they were like, okay, you're not a girl. And then he got up and sang, and like more of the world fell in love with him. But we just had such a wonderful time there. And then going back later in all the years of karaoke and realizing that people that sing karaoke don't drink or tip. And just so many times there. Like the 1 year of my birthday singing Last Dance, laying down because I was so fucked up drunk. And everybody's like, you did that all the time. I'm like, I did it once. And it was so horrible. You imagine it happened more than it did. Marnie, are you ready to answer a fucking question yet?
Nope, I don't like you at all. But go ahead.
No, what's your favorite Wing story? Christ,
oh my God!
She
still
did this.
She's not like, let me think again. No, you didn't.
Okay, she's done.
I know. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Done. She never liked the place. That's what I got.
No. Actually, I was there quite often, but it was different. And Clayton and I have talked about this. Like, how did we never connect, and how did we never meet? I was with somebody at the time that it was very like kind of more docile. Like, I'd kind of show up and be like, okay, and. But I enjoyed the atmosphere. It was all about the atmosphere to me with Winks. And Winks reminded me, which I, of Tinseltown, for me, and probably nobody remembers.
No,
that
I do.
Place.
I do.
Okay.
In Scottsdale.
In Scottsdale.
Hamburger Mary's.
Right.
The sequel, right. This time it's personal.
Et cetera. Right. The et cetera.
And shut down.
Yeah.
Sorry.
after a year, but it was one of the best years of my life.
No, and, was, and that, that so, part, we went there every Monday after Halloween rehearsals.
Yes, you
and
did.
Sang and our full
and
heads
I don't
off.
Know if anybody remembers who was working the bar every Monday.
It was you?
Yeah.
It was me.
That remember, we figured out that's how I knew you, was from all those Mondays doing Proud Mary with me and Cliff and Aaron.
You're exactly correct, but...
But, I mean, we knew each other
it
prior.
Was before, but that's where it was like, get to know.
Yeah.
And that was one of the best years of my life. And it takes me back to the idea of wings.
Can I mean, may I have a year on that? I did,
please.
Tinseltown? 2004. Okay, yes. Yeah.
That was the entire year of 2004.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, it has to be because Wings closed August 1st of 2004.
No, right. I meant Tinseltown.
I understand, but I'm saying. So after that closed, that's where oddly Scottsdale, because there was the issues that came up with Suzanne and then I started hosting.
Well, because Suzanne died September of 2004.
Right. So that month between August 1st and September, what was happening was I was filling in because she ran. Gone Karaoke. Was it Gone Karaoke?
Bingo. Right.
At the Scottsdale location. So
with that big dildo, which I believe.
Which I still have.
Right. Yeah.
So Victoria London would fill in, and I'd fill in for her while she was
and
still
Puss,
ill.
And Puss did the same.
Oh, I didn't realize Puss did, too.
Yep, Puss did.
So we all kind of filled in.
Because I had the
in.
Server.
We all filled in in Scottsdale for that.
And on Monday nights, it was everybody, because this is back. I think 2004 might have been the last year that we still rehearsed outside.
Correct.
On the sidewalk.
Correct.
Outside of BS West.
Oh.
In that heat.
Yep.
In the late August, early September heat, we would be outside at 7 o'clock at night dancing on the sidewalk, on the ground, rehearsing those numbers in that god-awful heat. And then we would all go get a drink.
Yep.
Mike and I would always try to go find Monday Night Football. But we'd go somewhere, we'd watch Monday Night Football, get something to eat, but it was always the end of the game because we finished about 8:30, 9 o'clock. And then we would go to Tinseltown.
Yep.
And Cliff and I and Aaron were working on Proud Mary.
Absolutely.
And so
for that show at Cruise and
every,
Seven?
No, for the actual.
Oh, for the show.
Because that's
for
the sorted. Show. I want to say that's show. The sorted. That's like the sorted gold year, I almost want to say. I think it is a sorted gold year.
It may have been. I don't
but,
know.
And so we kept working that up because we had no time to rehearse that and we never got a tape. The best part about that whole. The whole thing about me and Cliff and Aaron, I know what I want and I know how to get it. That was a song that we wrote for that. Like, we would do this little shimmy thing. Is we were going to do Proud Mary live, but we had nothing to rehearse off of.
Right.
No one could get us a tape. We didn't have anything to do. So we would either have to sing it by ourselves, which is how we did most of it.
That's how you do Proud Mary.
Yeah, exactly. Like when we,
Thank you for that.
When we were trying to rehearse numbers from Chicago the first year, I'm like, we all know the songs. Like, we don't need to keep playing that music. Like, we know the tempo. We can rehearse. All that jazz without the music. All we have to do is sing, and that's when everybody started to think, well, maybe we can sing this live. But Proud Mary, but the only time we could go and get music was at Tinseltown, so we would go there and rehearse the dance, and then we found out that the tape that we got had a different version.
Different.
Than the karaoke.
It was different.
So it was different. So when we watched the tape, we're off by like a half a beat until Aaron catches up to the music and realizes, the karaoke version isn't what we...
Because
we had never had a rehearsed tape, but good times. But it's not it's still not a Target story. What are we talking about?
Target story? On the moon.
No, our favorite Wink stories.
So what is your favorite Wink story? Because it's
still
all about Tinseltown. Oh, for the love of Jesus.
I said mine.
No, you didn't. You said it was a lovely place. I liked it a lot.
No, but it reminded me a lot
That's not a moment.
On.
I'm not letting her off the hook for this.
By the way, I'm mad at Buddy.
And then you started talking about Tinseltown.
So the idea of going to Wink's,
no,
it was
idea,
always
not a moment. The idea is not a moment.
What's your
That's
favorite moment there? What's your favorite
this
night?
This is the moment.
This is the time.
My point is...
Oh, wait. If we get on key, we might have to pay for
now,
it.
First it was a...
My point is I didn't just have a moment. I had a lot of moments.
First it was a moment, then an idea, now it's a point. Right, way to go, Marnie.
Wow, it is fuck with Marnie night.
Way to file it down, buddy. Jesus.
By the way, these
horny.
Beer bottles are all Marnie.
I'm
horny.
I know.
I'm horny.
The Sprite is yours, and the 18 beer bottles are hers. I know.
By the way, I... 2 days ago,
thank you.
I ran into once again at Safeway. Ran into Lisa Harville. Actually,
this
time
talked
to her. I was
at Safeway today.
Well, was she there?
That's funny. It's a grocery store. You go often.
No, and I,
not me.
This time I actually talked to her.
Don't run, Marnie. You're fine.
But try to think of the answer to the question while you're gone.
She hates us. She so hates us.
Well,
right
now we know who our arch nemesis is. It's
one of our own.
Oh my God, it's one of our own people.
You know what? I just want her to state her favorite moment. If we don't get on her page, she will never learn.
Clayton, back to you, because we haven't gotten one from you yet either.
We haven't.
Who knew this would be a tricky fucking question?
Right. I didn't. For a decade, I was there. And there are so many wonderful moments and memories that I have. But one of the things that I really do remember is the last day.
I knew you were going to say that, too.
Of course.
I've heard this.
I was sitting at home in the same house I live in today. And the phone, my phone rings. And it's Carol Garcia. Carol Garcia at the time was...
Did she own Garcia's restaurant?
No.
Okay.
She was the wife of Lila Sherman. From the from the group
Sister Blue,
right?
Oh, Sister Blue.
So Carol calls me, and I'm sitting at home, and I'm like I do. It's like I work at the bar at night, so I'm just like in the middle of the day, blah blah blah. She's like, "Well, are you going to be at the bar tonight?" And I'm like, "Well, of course I'm going to be at the bar. It's Sunday. I do every Sunday show. Why would I not be there?" She goes, "Oh, you haven't heard." Oh,
Jesus, you heard?
And I'm like, "Heard what?" She goes, "Well, this is Wink's last day." I'm like, "What?" She's like, "This is the Wink's last day." So like, I don't know what I don't know what you're talking about. So I call the bar, and it's Donnie Sides, and I said, "What the fuck is going on?" I'm like, "I just got a random call." Blah blah blah. He goes, "Yeah, we're done." He goes, "Like, we're closing today. This is the last day." I'm like, "What?" So I literally, I don't know if I drove a road. I don't remember. I got to the bar, and it's 2 p.m. There were 2 bottles of Crown Royal left in the bar. Apparently from 2 to 6, I polished off 1 bottle by myself.
Nice.
Oh.
I drank an entire bottle.
It's like watching your home get torn down. That's traumatic.
So I get there and I remember sitting at a table on the side, not at the bar, off to the side, and I drank, and I'm like, everybody's talking, and everybody's like, you know, like it's like we're watching a trauma patient die.
Right, yeah.
It's like the whole thing.
Did people perform that last night?
Oh, I'll get to that story.
Okay.
So we go through the whole thing, and then I realize, I don't have my show shit together. So I had to go home from the bar. So I left like at 6. I think the show started, I think, on Sundays at 7. So I left at 6. I ran home, changed, whatever, got my stuff, like my headphones, my CDs, the overture, all the stuff that I had to have. I don't remember any of this. I get to the bar, and I ran the entire show, the entire last show at Winks. There are pictures of it. I don't remember being in any pictures. I don't remember being there at the bar. I don't remember any of it. I'm told I was funny. I'm told it worked perfectly. Everything was great. But
I
don't remember
are.
Any of it. So we went through the entire show. Now, during this last show of the bar, everybody was trying to get a memento from the bar. Right. So like the clock, no bar has clocks in it, right? No bar, really? So above the back well, there was a clock. Somebody stole the clock. So somebody drew a clock. And then John and like 3 or 4 fire people signed it. John signed a wall. Victoria London found a flathead screwdriver and tried to pry a glass marquee off the wall and shattered it. Like, and the only time when she shattered it was during the only silent moment in a song that was somebody was on stage. So it was like, "And the river." So she missed she tried to steal that, but I don't remember any of the final night. The only thing that I do remember is at the time Victoria London drove a minivan and we shoved as many Winks bar stools in the back of Natalie. We called her Natalie because she was big and she was fun to ride.
Fatly from the Facts of Life.
Fatly from Facts of Life, exactly.
I was almost home, Mrs. Garrett. I was almost home.
Right. So
maybe not the best fun to ride story, but
so I mean, there are many, many fun stories from Winks, but that's one of the last night was one of the most. Even though not memorable, I heard about it because
although I have no memory of my favorite.
I did see pictures.
I'm told I had a great time.
I have pictures on my computer that I took with people. I was there. I know that I did. I DJed it. I ran the whole show. I drank the last 2 bottles of Crown out of the bar. There was this. And I was still in such disbelief. And then actually, after we closed, and I told there's a current article in Echo Magazine regarding it. I literally sat in my living room in the dark, almost like you do in your living room, Al, for 2 weeks, and I didn't know how to move. I didn't know what to do.
Right. You were a shut-in?
Well,
a hoarding shut-in.
Hoarding or horny. But no, I didn't know what to do because it's like that bar, from the moment that I got to Phoenix, virtually, because I was on Maury Povich in November of 93. I walked into Winx in December of 93. And in February of 93.
It's like 11 years.
All right. Mm-hmm. I was there. That was my family. That's why I was comfortable. Everybody knew my mom. Everybody knew I was accepted. Everything was good. Mm-hmm. So then what happened was, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I?
Right, yeah. Right.
Who am I?
It was your identity.
I remember sitting in a green Lazy Boy in my living room for 2 weeks with my house dark and like not knowing how to function. Like, where do I go? What do I do? Who am I? And I don't recall what.
Who am I?
Who am I? Am I my resume?
But I was going Les Mis, but we went Judy.
But I don't. I don't know what brought me out of that. I don't know who it was or what it was that brought me out.
I would just say it was me.
Where I realized. You want to say that.
Because of the ego.
No, it wasn't Al. I called him.
Seriously. I don't know what it was.
I don't call anybody, so I was off that list.
But it was funny because that was my last memory. And make it full circle was funny today. I mentioned it earlier in the first 2 hours. Albert Weiss, who was one of the owners, who was the partner of Donald Brunman, called me today and he says, oh my God. He goes, I just dug through my closet and I found 6 shirts and a baseball cap. He goes, can I bring them? I'm like, absolutely, we're going to auction them off. And then he calls me literally 30 minutes later and he goes, I found 6 videotapes and I don't know what's on them. I'm like, give them to me.
Right, we'll figure it out.
He said, I said, are they VHS? Going back, and he goes, no, he goes, they're like 8mm video camera. He goes, but I have the camera. I'm like, bring me the camera.
Bring it all.
I'm like, I will download it, I'll convert it, because God knows what that's going to be. It might be you and I singing Proud Mary.
How great is that?
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful.
Yeah. That's the other thing. And at BS West, because I know you're still thinking of your answer.
Uh-huh. Like, we'll get back to her.
At 20 years of drinking at BS West, my favorite moment, and I can be this specific, is...
Is there one moment in time?
There's one moment in time.
Still dead.
No.
Still dead.
No. Not her.
So we did a Studio 54 party, and we did all those fabulous parties, and the themes were fun, and I even participated and would dress up.
And we're doing
that's weird.
And we brought all the risers. And no, because I'm not a dresser-upper. Mm-hmm. I'm a wear drag, do my number, get the fuck off, and go back to drinking.
Go drinking.
So they had the risers. We brought in all our vinyl. Everybody brought in all their vinyl for the Studio 54 party. And Bella is old enough to, he could spin vinyl. Mm-hmm. And he was so excited to be doing what he learned in his heyday in the 70s. He knew how to spin vinyl, and he knew like how to do an 8-minute song for a cigarette break and stuff like that. So in the middle of this, and all of us that were working that swore we weren't going to drink, we all started drinking. I would set down my tray to go dance to Heaven Must Have Sent You by Bonnie Pointer. And in the middle of all the insanity, out of nowhere, and remember there's that one beam that goes from where the pool table room was, or the dance floor, or however you identify that room, and then went over across to the upstairs thing. There's that one beam by itself. And Darren climbed over the balcony. And he was dressed in like one of those pimp costumes. He climbed over the balcony. He got on the beam, and he did this like 70s, what should have been on roller skates, but he was on his feet, and he danced to a song up there with the strobe lights going. And all of a sudden, we really were at Studio 54. Like somebody did something so outlandish, and he was in an orange pimp thing, and he went up there drunk, and he danced on that beam and did a little. And he's not a dancer or something like that, but he did his little disco dance. And seriously, the crowd, like, everybody realized, like, okay, we have just hit the jackpot on this party. Like, not only are people dancing, but there's glitter flying, there's fans going, and here's Darren up on this beam. And I realized, like, this is the height of our power. Like, we may never replicate. We did parties after, we did parties before, but that party, like, and we hit every note on that party.
And you did not ever replicate that. I mean, they still haven't. They had that replicated.
No, and we tried the Studio 54 party a couple more times, but we just couldn't all get on board. Like, everybody didn't show up at that one. Like, and we would do one, like the water parties. The first one was really good, and then the second one, when everybody figured out how to do the water parties, was, like, fantastic. Covered everything in plastic. Everybody did squirt guns. They had hurricane fans.
We I remember that.
Hot guy in a...
Do you have any idea what they're talking about?
I totally do.
Yeah, we did. It was a water party, and we covered everything in plastic that could be hurt by water. Mm-hmm. And you brought in squirt guns. There was kiddie pools, and what we did was and that little cutout that people may remember as you went from the big room to that little side room. There was a cutout there. We put a hurricane fan there, and what they would do, the hot guy in the lifeguard stand would blow a whistle, and they would put a hose and spray the hose into the hurricane fan. And soak the bar.
Okay.
So everybody's dancing, the music's going, and then you had a hurricane fan blowing back at you at like whatever that is. Awesome. It's like 45 miles an hour. And it was seriously, it was. It, But then the next year, the guns got bigger, and it became like a war. All of a sudden, then it was like, that's exactly. Everybody got like the biggest super soakers. War. All right, are you ready to answer the question yet, Marnie?
Marnie, I am. Tell us her favorite Winks moment.
I am. I mean, it's really simple. Like, I loved all
that's what a moment is.
No, but it's not just a moment.
Oh, here
I mean,
we go again.
I think, no, stop it, buddy. I think with Winks, it wasn't just a moment. I think it was a lot of different moments.
Why are you doing this to me, Marnie? Why?
Can you stop for me, please? I think it's the idea that I didn't live it like you guys perhaps lived it. I was with a partner who at 7 o'clock wanted to go to bed.
Right.
And I'd be like, can I please go back out? And so I would show up at Winks and it was a life. Like for me, it was like this life. I was like, oh, this is cool. And the chili cook-offs and like the whole, you know, like there were so many things about it that I would go there and it was a life. So it wasn't an easy answer for me. What's the moment? I don't necessarily have a moment.
I want so bad for her to say a memory.
No, but, right. there are so many different pieces of Winks that I remember.
Right. But there's not one thing that like just rings a bell.
No, it really doesn't. Okay. It really doesn't. Like, I remember going there, but I had gone to other bars.
Right.
I'm not, whereas Clayton might be like, whoa, don't say that. I had gone to other bars.
So then your answer is shows. No. Then your answer is no. Because if there's not, well, that's what we're talking about, like one specific moment in time. Okay. It's okay to say no.
By the way, to me, it's not about no. It's about the fact that there were so many different pieces that made Winks,
but there's not
really
one that stands
special.
Out. But there's not one that stands out.
Okay, in fairness, if that's what you yes.
Okay, that's what we're
I'm
after.
I'm sorry.
No, but that's what we're all going for. It's like I said about Darren on the beam.
There
like,
was nothing
in
that
20
went,
years. Darren oh. walking. Yeah, right. That's what we're saying. Darren walking across that beam was my moment there, or going to Winks and like laying down trash singing Last Dance was like a moment. Like, is there one? I mean, I'm not chastising you. I'm just
not
helping
at all.
You play.
I mean. I'm really mad at you right now. Nobody likes you.
I wanted her to say something.
Why? What were you looking for?
I don't know. I just wanted her to remember something.
Somebody licked me out in the bathroom. Is that what you wanted?
Yes.
I'm lying.
Or a particular kindness. Like, that always comes true. But it's so funny because...
But easily, there were a number of times that happened.
Now, and right, yeah. But none stands out.
Not at Winks.
But I always left like... if I'm in New York, in New York State, not the city. If I'm in my home in Western New York, and I say the bar, I mean the bar City Lights. Like that's uh-huh. If we're there, and I say,
you know,
oh, I went to
about.
The bar that night. Uh-huh. I just mean City Lights. Anything else, we would have to give a name. And now it's funny when he and I talk, because when I say the bar, I mean BS West.
Yeah.
But when he says the bar, he means Winks. Uh-huh. But we don't call them by their own names. Like, it's just the bar.
Well, I have, you know, obviously. As you know,
who's the you in this story?
Everyone who's listening.
Okay.
Well, they're not listening right now. So far, it's just the four of us.
Someday.
But I have not.
I love the Broadway references.
I have not been going out for a while, but typically,
6 months.
You know, I have a group of friends who go out, and they'll try to get me to go out with them all the time. And when they say, would they text me? Or whatever, say, hey, we're headed to the bar. I know that with these people, it means
Roscoe's
for you, right.
Unless they're going somewhere else, they'll say, we're going to Bunkhouse, or we know whatever.
Right,
but when they say the bar.
We were just about, like, the bar to you means Winks, the bar to me means
Charlie's.
BS West.
Well, now it means Charlie's.
Right.
But before, you're right. You're exactly right.
Like, it's just the reference of the bar. Like,
right. Well, and that's exactly why.
Can we ask without a 90-minute answer? Is like, if someone says the bar?
Hey,
well, now that I know that
wasn't that funny.
Now that I know my arch nemesis is on your team. No, but is there like when do you have that? Do you have that point of reference? I always
the bar is Tinseltown.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
But you can't
Isn't
say that
Isn't it simple
now?
To answer a question?
Well, no,
what
but,
do you mean?
No, but I'm saying that...
But no. But that's all I'm asking.
He
it doesn't have to be now.
He was asking about Winks before.
Right.
Yes?
But if somebody were today, say, hey, let's go to the bar, what comes to mind to you?
Apollo's.
Apollo, okay.
Yep. All right. You want to go to the bar? Apollo's.
Right. Apollo's is
but no, but her the bar, like for me, it means BS West, even though I don't go there anymore. No, when you say the bar, that's what I think you mean.
Yeah,
but,
if people bring up the bar, it's that one year of my life 2004 was exceptional.
You used to work at the bar. Yeah, and then right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love the bar that.
Yeah, right. I don't need any more specific information.
No, you're right. I agree with you. I totally am on board with that.
Is there anybody else's list that we need to?
I don't know. Does Buddy have anything to say? Because everyone's real mad at me, and I don't say the right things.
We have 10 minutes left. We have 10 minutes left.
Marvin Hamlisch.
Adversarial.
Hello.
Is anybody horny?
I made some chicken scratches and I can't read them.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was trying to do earlier.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, I mean, this is a question that I'm not sure if everybody can participate with, but we'll play along anyways. What, and you're allowed to say no.
Weird.
Or I can't.
Shocker.
But what is, stupid. I divulged mine in a chorus line with Rent is a close second, but what I'm just going to talk to Buddy. What?
What? Stop it!
He knows
don't,
I'm...
Don't treat Clayton and I like what, we're stupid.
What show, and it doesn't mean you like it the most, because I've seen Cats more time than any human should, but what's your favorite show?
I own Cats.
There are shows that probably are better. Not probably. I mean, perhaps.
Are they
not
one
probably,
singular sensation?
But I have seen Rent 11 times.
Okay.
Oh.
And including...
I've never seen
three
it.
Times on Broadway and then 8 times touring, whatever.
Yeah.
It had such an impact on me because of when I saw it the first time. The first time I saw it was on Broadway. I had a friend who was working on the show. She was the assistant to the woman who played Joanne, the original cast. So she got us tickets. And it was my first time in New York, my first time on Broadway, my first time in a Broadway play. And I just remember...
Okay. To go into that shitty theater, but...
I know.
Oh, but what a great experience.
And we had the standing seats. The standing seats in the windows in the back. But it's not a big theater, but... So I just remember at intermission...
We are strictly SRO. Okay. Yeah. That's a movie musical, but we both
just bawling by intermission.
Yeah.
And then afterward... You know, she comes out. She had gone to school with us at ASU and then moved to New York and started working on Broadway. She's like, so what did you think? And I tried to speak and I just started bawling.
Was that
you know?
Judy Kaye?
And part of it was the subject matter that happened in Rent.
You're a little bit younger than me and I pretend that that's my age. Oh. Like, I pretend that mm-hmm. those people are speaking my story, but I was a little long in the tooth for that to be my story, but you're a couple of years younger, so that really is hitting home. That is your age.
So it was the fact that I can't believe this incredibly powerful show, but part of it was also I saw a Broadway play for the first time.
Right, that helps.
I was 26, 25, and I was seeing a Broadway show for the first time in my life. I ended up coming back because I had gone to New York on spring break. Came back, was at my internship, you know, like the next day. I'm like, I need to go see Rent again. Booked a plane ticket back to New York just so I could go see Rent again because I knew my friend could get me tickets.
Okay.
Were you made of money?
I had student loans.
But seriously,
I get that.
Seriously, and he saw the movie first, which is just stupid.
Yeah.
And
I've never seen it either.
Don't see the movie.
Weird.
But in your 20s, you're gay.
I heard that, buddy.
In your 20s, you're in the 90s. It was so relevant. Like, it was so of that moment.
Oh, yeah.
Rent.
It was.
Like, the production. The movie.
No. And the movie is just a little later, and it was just a chance to get it on screen. And they made some errors. They did some things wrong. But when you...
I've never seen both...
Go see the... Don't... No. Oh. But I have the last show. I have the very last show recorded. The very last show on Broadway. It's available on DVD. I will loan it to you. It is... Gorgeous.
I went to see it. They showed it here. They played it here.
They showed it here. And you can see the actual stage production without the movie values.
The movie theater Cinemark in Mesa. Tickets were $20, but I went to see it.
Right. I did. Sure, I did too. Sure. And it was absolutely gorgeous to see it. But it's the 90s.
But if I can see it live.
Yes, go see it. Yes. Sure. And if Lucas Cotney is currently in a production of it.
It might have closed by now.
It was the 90s. It was the relevant topic. It was what we were all going through in the 90s. Like, everybody knew someone or something or somehow was connected to AIDS. Mm-hmm. It was about us. It was about our time. It was about our generation. And even, I'm a little bit old. I'm about 4 years older than that should be.
Really?
Yeah. But
by the way, I get the gauge of age on that, and I kind of disagree.
No, but I did. But I bought into it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't poor, and I had passed the point of being just out of college. I wasn't just out of college. I wasn't broke. I wasn't struggling.
Okay.
I wasn't doing the how am I going to make a living Timmy Thomas song. But it was so there. And when you went and saw it, it was like, these are my friends. These are people I know. These are the struggling actors I know. Danny was auditioning for it. Like, every person I know was auditioning for it and lived that story. Like, I met Danny and Rob on the same day, at the same time, at the same bar, telling me about their audition for Rent.
I always thought Rob would have been the great Angel.
Yes.
When I saw it, I'm like, because I knew Rob back at ASU.
Yeah.
And I saw it, and I'm like, Rob would be a great Angel.
Are we talking about Rob from?
Rob Aloka, yeah.
Yeah.
But Aloka, is now he pronounces it. I don't know.
Oh, he changed it.
I don't care how he pronounces it.
But seriously.
We're talking about opening
right, my first, my very first night, I know, and I did never want to work a Wednesday at BS West, but I wanted to work, and so here's these two guys, it's Danny and it's Rob, and they're showing me their auditions for playing Angel for the LA cast of Rent, and I knew every word of the thing, and
oh,
they
Danny?
Did it.
Little Danny?
No, Danny Trujillo.
Danny Trujillo. Shelley's brother.
So then, I mean, and this one loses interest, but I mean, right. It was so of the moment. It was so pertinent, and it was like,
this is the moment.
Wrong show. All
right.
Wrong
sing
show.
It, brother.
Wrong no. show, but it's a song.
But funny story, though. I always
same
talk about
song.
If you, depending on your generation or when you walked into an audition, because I auditioned for most of.
I did both in 92.
Most of the early 80s to early 90s, I auditioned for anything that somebody would let me. And I used to say, if I was a casting director and that was the show, that was the. What I Did for Love of 1997 was if you walked in, this is the... Thank you.
Thank you.
Like, you just cut them off. Like, if that's all you can come up with is that fucking song, you're done. Oh, but just such a brilliant show. So, a favorite show? Or no, the one you... What did I say? The one you've seen the most?
I think you said favorite.
Okay, favorite. Favorite stage production?
Because I'm ignorant?
No, there's no ignorance. Stop doing
actually,
that.
Actually, no, but that's not self-deprecating. I have not seen many.
So what's your favorite of the ones you've seen?
Wicked.
Right.
Okay, that's a good one.
Perfectly
easily,
legitimate. Yeah.
Easily.
Nothing wrong with
and
that
I
answer.
And I want to say the one we saw together.
Oh, yeah.
The first one. Doritos. Apparently, Clayton's hungry.
I want Doritos.
I wanted to say the...
I wanted to say... It's ragtime.
That I've not seen.
That's a good one. I would recognize that.
When we went, and it was one... singular sensation.
Yeah.
That's the first show I've really ever seen. I mean, I saw Miss Saigon. I don't know if that all counts.
It does.
Of course it counts.
No, I don't mean to be ignorant. But
no.
me, like, Miss Saigon was kind of like...
Yeah, but it's
like,
a show.
Depressing, whereas...
Right.
That was fantastic.
Is that where somebody's sipping in a rusty bed?
Does that make them horny?
I hated that fucking show.
What? Which?
No, Miss Saigon. There was a helicopter and somebody's sleeping in a rusty bed.
Miss Saigon, right? Yeah. Right?
I hated that fucking show.
That was the first show
bring
I
him
ever
home.
Saw.
Did that bring him home?
No, that's Les Mis.
God damn it.
Yeah.
But that's easy to get confused because people like to make that one show. People try to elevate Miss Saigon.
I really
like this to it.
Hey.
All I know is as far as like that miraculous moment where you're sitting there and you're like, oh my God, this is fantastic. This is enveloping me. This is killing me. Wicked.
Yeah. I need to add that as much as Rent is my all-time
show, and I've never
seen
it.
The greatest...
Oh, because this one will talk it down.
The greatest thing I've ever seen was... the greatest performance I've ever seen was I did get to see Bebe Neuwirth as Velma Kelly.
Oh, I did too.
On Broadway.
Tell me what that is.
In Chicago.
Oh, see, I would love to see that.
She was freaking
and
amazing.
She comes up, and I
know who Bebe Neuwirth is.
I didn't go to New York for a couple years because I went, a couple friends of mine were so sick of hearing City of Angels on my car stereo. They could not listen to it anymore, that they paid for me to get a ticket. I just had to get a plane ticket.
To not show up. They paid for me to not show up.
So I went and saw City of Angels in New York, and it's done in black and white and in color. Like, half the screen is in black and white, half is in color. How they pulled it up, I will never fucking understand. Yeah. Didn't go for a couple years. Went back in 97, I think. 97, 98, 97. And saw Chicago, saw Rent, saw Titanic.
That's when I saw all of those shows.
Oh, my God. And when Bebe Neuwirth came up, she comes up on an elevator lift into a light.
No, 97 was when I saw all those same shows and also The Life. I saw all
of those. I saw The Life, too. That was I saw Life.
We might have been at some of the same
shows. I saw The Life.
Hey, guys, may I please ask a question? May I just?
Yeah, please.
By the way, Clayton, it's not that you don't matter, but can you sit there a moment? Al, buddy.
Buddy.
I know your name. Thanks.
Just checking.
Thanks. what is the first show you ever saw? Ever saw live, whatever that even means, Broadway kind of ish show.
Like, just like, does it have to be on Broadway or just a show?
I don't know.
Because mine was life defining.
What's the first show that was ever important? Mine that was became defining.
George M. with Joel Grey, 1972-73.
Whoa.
And my mom took me, because I tell the story all the time. My dad had fallen asleep through either Godspell or Jesus Christ Superstar. My sisters got a tryout, and they both hated theater. So she took me to see George M., and all I had to do was, my mom would say this all the time, like, just make it through the first act. If you don't like it, we can leave.
Yeah.
But I learned my lesson. Never walk out of a show,
she
no matter how bad
like
it is.
Doll.
So we went and saw George M. Mm-hmm. And the first act, I think, in my mind, it ends with Grand Ole Flag, but it probably doesn't. And they all tapped, and all the tap dancers jumped up in the air and spun, and they landed on one tap. Mm. And there was one noise for all of them jumping and leaping. And I was hook, line, and sinker. They had me from hello. And that changed my life. I knew I liked tap dancing. I knew I wanted musicals. I knew exactly what I needed from the theater.
You knew that made you happy.
Yeah, I did. Okay. Buddy?
Buddy.
Oh, I can't even think right now about that. I don't.
There was never a defining moment that
you said?
No, the first show, I don't even remember.
Oh, okay.
I'm not worried about the first show. I'm sorry.
What's the first one that grabbed you? What was the one that just said?
I can't remember. I remember as a kid, we went on a field trip to the movie theater where we saw the movie version of Oliver, and that was where I fell in love with musicals.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that would have been, I know the movie Oliver was 69, but this was in like 1980 where they showed it at the movie theater here. And I remember that's when, like, I love musicals.
And you
musicals.
Became smitten with that. So, okay. Yeah. Okay. It took me until we started here for me to like musicals because of Buddy and Al.
And when you say we started here, like, this show?
This show. I mean,
no,
like...
No, because we saw a wonderful version of Hairspray together.
What I'm saying, we certainly did. Yeah. And the appreciation. I mean, I told you when we were at Apollo's that night, the idea of... what it meant and what it was. Yeah, I had seen things. I saw Miss Saigon. I saw a different thing. Lion King was my favorite.
Oh.
Like, I almost lost my shit during that. But but truly, like, listening to the two of you has brought my appreciation to a new level. It's so fun to hear you guys be like, oh, my God, this is great.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
No, glad
Thank you.
You need it. Everybody needs musicals.
Yes. Oh, and I can't wait, but I love it. Thank you.
Because they happen in my house every afternoon.
And I'll be there every Tuesday.
And he rides to the studio singing musicals. It happens.
Well, that's weird.
It's hour three. We're wrapping it up. It's all after 10. It's Tuesday night. Thank you for being with us. We have 2 hours that are live before this. But we do an hour. So
this.
In case you missed that shit, you can get this shit. Oh, for the love of God. It's Al, it's Marnie, it's Buddy. Thank you for being with us. It's Q-Talk America. We are live from 7 to 9, and then we do a secret hour a little after this. It's called Hour 3 at this point. We may make up a new name, but anyway, thank you. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q-Talk Arizona.